You are listening to the Victory Podcast. We hope this message will find favor in your life. For more updates about Victory, log on to victory.org.ph and bookmark our website in your browser. Now, here's your message.
One of, I guess, the toughest decisions I ever made in my life, where I believe it was a defining moment, is when, before I got saved, I had an encounter with God as a student. And I remember being a student of UST, where the former leader backslid. Imagine the leader of a Victory group backslidden. So just imagine the person that people look up to in that campus backslid. And we all believe in male leadership. There's lots of girls who can take over in the leadership. And so they decided that it should be me because I'm a male leader. And so imagine for a year, probably 2 weeks or a month, I was an appointed leader. And I was taught how to share the word of God, all right, and share Bible studies, all right, in my campus at UST. And so I remember during those time before I got saved, my heart was lean towards the United States. I began to realize that there is no purpose for me here in the Philippines. And not only no purpose, but there is no hope. It's hopeless to live in the Philippines. Everybody's going out of the country. At least my half of my family, my siblings were there. My dad, my mom's there living in the U.S. And I really wanted to be in the U.S. I want to grow and basically experience what it's to live in the United States, where I had a faith that I'm going to have my own BMW, my own house, and everything else. So that was basically my goal. But the moment I got saved, things began to happen. God began to work in my heart, and which part of that is to really, He has given me a different perspective about life, that I was consumed about doing the will of God in my life. I was serving God as a young age of 19. You know, I won't care less about my life back then. You know, I left my girlfriend and girlfriends, you know, those flings. I was a basketball player. And I left everything. I just want to follow God, and that's it. I think this is God's will for me. And so there was a moment wherein I was ready to go to the States, because ako po sa pamilya po namin, I was 19 years old, 20, wherein I was ready to go to the States because of my papers. They're all there, and they work at my papers. And so I had a privilege to be in the U.S. for me to be migrated. And so what happened was, I have to make a choice. And my dad went to my room for the very first time. I appreciate my dad coming to my room, which I usually go to his room. But this time, he went to my room and talked to me about going to the States. And he said, "This is what you've been asking for. And your petition is ready. So go to the States. You have Victory there. You have all the churches, Christian churches. You're going to have a good experience there. So please go." And he said, "Dad, I appreciate you talking to me about this. I love you so much, but something deep within me that I can't understand, that it seems that half of me wanted to go to the States and half of me wanted to stay." And basically what I did was I asked and approached spiritual leaders for godly counsel. And so I asked some of them, and some of them would say, "Well, you know, Mark, you're still young. Why don't you try? If it will not work for you, just come back." Parang ganun kadali, no? But there was this guy who knows me so well. And he said, "You know, I know you're an evangelist. You know, if you're going to go to the States, sino yung i-reach out mo doon? Eh, Christian nation na yun. What about the Philippines? What about the Asian countries? What about the lost people in your generation?" And so when I heard that, I knew deep within that the Lord wanted me to stay. He didn't tell me to stay, but he told me, "It's really up to you at the end of the day. You make that decision." And so, deep within me, I know I can't understand, but I have a heart to really serve God. And the Lord was preparing me for my own destiny and my own calling and God's will for my life. I begin to realize that there's more to life than just serving God. It's a matter of really having that relationship. and really encounter Him so that we will be able to know God's destiny and God's will for our own lives. And one of the things that I encounter with Christ in my walk is when I encounter the scripture in Jeremiah 29:11 that says, "For I know the plans I have for you. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans to give you hope in a future." And I begin to realize that God Himself has such a destiny for His church, but He also has a calling, a will, a purpose, a plan for every person, every believer who has this kind of relationship. And I said, "Lord, I wanted this." I encountered the word evangelist and a church planter. And to tell you frankly, I don't know what that meant. But something stirred up inside of me. And every time I would encounter those words, it just like, man, it drives me. It motivated me. It caused me to do something greater than life. And I began to realize that that's the very thing that God has called me to do in this life. I know for sure that some of you probably have gone through some experience that some of you still don't know what is the future for you. Maybe God's will in your life. Maybe today you probably hit a wall and says, "What's next for me? How could I go on with life that right now I'm in debt? There's a money issue. There's a lack issue. Relationship is not that good. All right? That I don't know what's next. Where is the will of God in my life?" Guess what? I believe the Lord wants to encounter you like never before. I believe the bottom line is something to do with your relationship with God. Because Romans chapter 12, verse 1, it says here, "Therefore I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship." Verse 2 says, "Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you'll be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good and pleasing and perfect will." Again, I want to say this. Why is it people doesn't do God's will? It takes common sense to know what's good and to know what's bad. But we end up doing the opposite. Why is that? There's a song back in the time of Pastor Jeff that goes, "Gusto kong bumait, pero hindi ko magawa. Gusto kong bumait, pero hindi ko magawa." Remember that, Pastor Jeff? Oh, yeah. Okay. Why is it na gusto mong magbago pero hindi mo magawa? Ilang beses ka na nag-promise, pinamis mo mga kay Lord, "Lord, hindi ko nagagawin to." And you end up being a failure. Why is it? Imagine, I got saved. I encountered Jesus when I was 19 years old. Back in 1989. I grew up wherein my family was not a Christian, all right, very religious, but my thinking, my ways are the world's ways. Okay lang yung magkaroon na relationship at magkaroon pa ng iba at magkaroon ka ng iba at marami pang iba na you feel like, man, you're cool. I thought it was part of life. I thought you could be popular and you could be great with having those. And I thought, really, man, I thought it was cool. But when I became a Christian, things began to happen. There's just something struggle within you that you can't do this anymore. And the reason why, simply because I grew up in the world that is not a Christian, and then suddenly I encounter God's word with the help of the Holy Spirit and the grace of God, that there is still struggle. Can you relate? And even coming here today, I'd rather watch Cotto and Mayweather fight, all right, then come here, struggle. Because we grew up thinking with our mindsets of the world rather than the Word of God. And that is why it's so important for us to understand that the Word of God says, do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, the pattern, the mindsets, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. It takes the Word of God to get into our system, to our mind, in order for us to change the way we think, for us to be transformed. And that's why we get the word repentance, where we realize, Lord, I'm doing the opposite. I'm not supposed to do this anymore. Repentance means a change of mind. That is why it's so hard for us to overcome our own lust, our own greed, our own pride. Because of this. That is why verse 1 says, let's go back again, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice. Why is it hard for us to do God's will? Because no matter how involved you are in church, you might be in church today, and that it doesn't mean that you are right with God. Because the bottom line for you to be a Christian is not to attend church. The bottom line of becoming a Christian is for us to go what Jesus Christ has done, to put our full trust in the finished work of Christ. And we will never have that breakthrough unless we understand and experience the mercy of God. You know what the mercy of God is? We don't deserve it. You don't deserve to be here today. You don't deserve to have a relationship with God. But because of His love, His mercy, do you realize He saved us? Not because of the righteous things that you have done. Not because I did Bible study, I became a great Christian, I give my tithes, you know, I lead Victory Group, that I'm a good... No, no. He saved us not of the things that you have done, but because of His mercy. Naawa Panginoon sa atin. And we don't deserve that. We deserve hell. We deserve to be doomed for destruction. But because of His mercy, He reached out for you. And because of His goodness, imagine, Lord, ang bait mo, I deserve mercy then. Saan ba ako pupunta? Bakit ba ako babalik sa immoral kong buhay? Bakit ba ako babalik sa corrupt kong buhay? Bakit ba ako babalik sa buhay na pinanggalingan natin, ipinatawad na nga tayo ng Panginoon? And that's why the Bible says, because in view of God's mercy, then we could offer our bodies as a living sacrifice. The words, offer your bodies, means, you know what? It means total surrender. Absolute obedience, or obey fully. In other words, you will never fully obey God unless you encounter His goodness and mercy and His eternal love in this world. And no person, no organization, no amount of love you'll be able to be satisfied apart from God's love, grace, and mercy. And that is why we could celebrate. That is why we could experience transformation. That is why we could live the way God wants us to live in this life, which is to follow His will in our lives. Going back to the scripture that we read in Hebrews chapter 10, the reason why Jesus came, His desire is to follow the will of His dad. And I want to focus on what Christ has done so that we would know how to obey and respond to God's will. Are you ready for this? What did Jesus do in order for Him to obey God's will? In fact, for Christ, listen to this. Just one sin that Jesus was able to give in or violate, and there will be no life. There will be no 2012. Just one sin. That's why Jesus is the perfect example, because He lived a sinless, perfect life. Question, how did Jesus do that? You got to realize, yes, He came from heaven, but He's also 100% man. Kung masakit ang katawan mo dahil nag-gym ka o nag-basketball ka, si Lord din, ganon. Kung ano na experience natin, nahihirapan tayo, just think about God Himself. Just think about Jesus. All demons in hell will declare war on Him. Just one sin will cause all this to die. But Jesus triumphed. He did something in order for us to follow. And here's what He did in obeying God's will. Are you ready for this? Number one, He prioritized God and His will. What do you mean by prioritizing God and His will? John chapter 4, verse 31 to 34 says, meanwhile, His disciples urged Him, Rabbi, eat something. But He said to them, I have food to eat that you know nothing about. Then His disciples said to each other, could someone have brought Him food? Verse 34, my food, said Jesus, is to do the will of Him who sent me and to finish His work. Now, think about this. If I'm one of Jesus' disciples, let's say I am Peter, John, or any one of them. And here's the food that I give to Jesus. He was so tired, starving. I brought and bought food for Jesus. And here's Jesus' answer for me. Mark, my food is to do the will of Him. You know what my reaction would be? Ang labo mo naman, Lord. Ang labo, my food is to do the will of Him. Jesus naman. Let's be practical. You're hungry. Hello, God. Di ba nag-minister ka? Kinausap mo yung Samaritan woman. Hinintay mo kami. Pumunta pa kami sa ibang bayan para bigyan ka namin ng pagkain. Tapos sabihin mo, my food is to do the will of Him. Hello, God. Hello, Jesus. Let me ask you this. How many of you here wants and love food? Lift up your hands. We have a bunch of hypocrites in this church. Forgive us, Lord. All right. In view of God's mercy. How many of you love to eat food? You know where I just came from? I just came from Thailand. I wasn't there. I appreciate Pastor Jeff. Last time I was in Thailand, they invited me for a church camp, our EN church in Bangkok. Thriving church, many Filipinos, and they were able to raise Thai. And Pastor Jonas will be coming back, and he left leaders there who will be taking over the church, all right? But anyway, I was there for 4 days, and guess what? The food, they were so healthy. They don't eat like us. Tayo, gusto natin, di ba, may oil, parate, puro fry. Doon wala. Doon talagang raw. Vegetable, okay? Ang masarap doon pag kumain ka, talagang lasap na lasap mo yung anghang. Pag kumain ka ng mga tom yum, alright, talagang lumalabas sa ilong mong grabe, talagang, wow, this is what I want. This excites me to eat. Hindi lang, siguro pag kumain ka, mga siguro mga 2-3 hours, hindi lang lumalabas dito, pati dito lumalabas. Iba, ligot. And no kidding, I love the food there, it was so clean, alright, that they want healthy food. And here's what Jesus says. My food is to the will of Him. What is He trying to say here? What He was trying to say is, yes, I'm hungry. My body is weak. But I have a different kind of craving. I have a different kind of hunger. I have a different kind of desperation. What drives me is not a food. What drives me is to do God's will for my life. And the reason why He could say that is because of His relationship with His Father. It's possible for us to prioritize God and His will because of what Jesus has done. And in fact, we will never be able to do this apart from Him who paved the way and show us that we could have passion, hunger, hello, desperation for Him like never before. How do you obey God's will? Passion. Prioritizing God. No options. No number two. No number three. Number one is God. And as I encounter God, then I will follow His will. Can you say amen? Number two, pursue God and His will. Matthew chapter 6 verse 10, one of the prayers of Jesus, the Lord's Prayer, is when He said, "Your kingdom come, Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." He prayed for the will of God because that has been His heart. I want to pursue God at all cost. Are you here with me? Question is, have you pursuing God and His will at all cost? In fact, Ephesians chapter 5 verse 17, 15 to 17 says, "Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise. Making the most of every opportunity, because the days are what? They're evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is." God wants us to know His will. He's not a type of God who's killjoy, para ka robot, sige gawin mo. No, no, no. He wants to share what He has got for us. And able to enjoy it. And the will of God is so important. If you've been asking for the will of God, it's possible for you to know. But there will be moments, I want to say this, there will be moments we're in. Sometimes you don't know. You don't know the will of God. But you know this is what you just can't define it. You just can't explain it. But you know that this is what God wants for you. Go ahead. You don't have to understand what it is. The main point is we can pursue God and His will. And every time we pursue God and His will, listen to this. There will be some distractions. I remember as a single Christian, I was sold out to do God's will. I wasn't married yet. I knew I have great future and a great hope for me. But down the road, guess what? All of a sudden, or I was focusing on God, and a distraction came in. My ex-girlfriend just showed up. She just showed up and want what I have. Really. And I'm just a person, you know. I have flesh. I have weakness. It was a struggle. It was indeed a struggle. I was sold out again. All of a sudden, she comes in. I said, oh no. She wants to set a meeting. All right. Thank God it didn't happen. Because I know. I know it's going to be my fault. I know if I once again gave in, it could have been different. And I know some of you can relate. I was a Christian. I can't do any more of the things I've been doing in the past. I want to please God and do His will. I know exactly in my heart, nobody should tell me that I know I have the Holy Spirit and a conscience to tell me what is right. I had to make a decision. I said, nope. Lord, no matter what, I'm going to pursue. I didn't text her. I didn't call her. In fact, here's a story. She was the first one who preached to me the gospel. Ooh. She was a backslider. And she wanted to get right with God. And here am I. I'm a Christian now. And she is not. But I knew then, it could be a trap. I have to make a decision. No way. Oh, no. No, no. I know my flesh. I know the old Mark Constantino. I'm pursuing God at all cost. Folks, Jesus experienced that, which comes to my third point. He pursued God in His will. And not only that, but He persevered, all right, in God and His will. Matthew 26, verse 39 says, going a little farther, He fell with His face to the ground and prayed. His prayer was, my Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me, yet not as I will, but as You will. Have you seen that movie, The Passion of the Christ, where Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane? It was so full of darkness. Then all of a sudden, the serpent came in, trying to tease Him, trying to fool Him around. You know what? That was a moment of Jesus. It was a down moment. It was a moment where He experienced just being alone. He was asking the Father for a word. He didn't receive anything. He just like He hit the wall all of a sudden. He was 100% man. And He was asking, Lord God, if it's Your, may You take this cup if it's possible, Lord. Lord, I'm about to give in. But I pray that Your will be done, not my will. And probably some of you, you might hit bottom in your own Christian life. Maybe your problems that you're facing. Maybe you know that you're doing God's will, and because of circumstance, you're almost giving up. In fact, some of you here have given up. You're just showing up, but you don't have the same fire that you used to have before. You know that your heart is not right with God. Guess what? God is not giving up on you. I want to encourage you to persevere, stand up, and make a decision to pursue and persevere in God and His will, no matter what, because it takes a firm trust in God when there is nothing to hold on. No more money, no more business, not even family, not even, there's nothing. What would you do when you hit that moment? Lord, I have no one else except You. I have nobody else with me except You. you're the only one I'm going to hold on to. That's why you got to persevere at all costs. Can you say amen? I remember a moment where I came from Iloilo, all right, I was a missionary there for quite some time. I went back to Manila, and there was a church planting, all right, a church planting in, guess what, in the United States. In other words, what happened was I turned down me going to the States, my petition, so there's no way for me to go to the States. So what happened was there was an opportunity. Pastor June asked me, all right, why did you just follow us there? Go to the embassy, apply, and join us at Guam. All right, I did try. And so I went to the embassy and saw this guy who was a head consul in the U.S. embassy. And so I applied and says, what are you going to do in Guam? He said, sir, I'm going to help plant a church. We're part of a Christian organization called Victory. He said, are you a Christian? Yes. Okay, you're a Christian. Why don't you? Okay, tell me the books of the Bible, of the New Testament. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and George, Revelation. Wow, very good. I'm sorry, you can't go to the States. Dinisaproba ako, sakit. Grabe naman to. Tinry pa ako, tapos dininay ako ng visa. Sabi ko, Lord, I want to take the challenge. I know you want me to go to the States. After 2 days, I went back. Ayan na naman siya. Siya naman yung mag-i-interview sa akin. Lord, this time I'm coming with a vengeance. Alright. Sige. And then, hey sir. Oh, it's you again. What are you going to do in the States? Well, sir, I'm going to be part of a church planting. Oh, really? I'm sorry you can't go to the States. Grabe to. Hindi man lang pinaporma. Deny yung visa. Walang visa. But deep within me, I know, God, you will let me go there. You will let me. No way to go to the States than this. But I knew you want me to go there. So after a week, guess what? I went back. Kala mo. Pagdating ko doon, sana iba. Eh, yung babae na mag-interview. Tapos, you can go to the next one. Siya na naman. Grabe na naman to. Okay, so, Lord, alam ko, it's you. Lord, it's you. Oh, it's you again. What are you going to do in the States? Sir, I'm going to be part of a planning church team. I'm sorry I said you can go to the United States. You lack all this. Suck. Paglabas ko nung US Embassy, alam niyo ba yung gulong ng pala dati? Yung parang, oh God. So parang, reject ako talagang. I was lonely. I'm so lonely. Lonely forever, ever and ever. Grabe, sobra. Sobra reject ako. And to me, Lord, I began to ask, Lord, you said you want me to go to the States, but it's okay, fine. All right, Lord. So I went on, and then after a year, Pastor June came back to me, says, I want you to start forming a team, and you'll be the leader to go for a second outreach team. You'll be the one to lead. No way, I'm not going to go. No, I want you to, that's your job. Okay. So we form a team. So I form a team, my own team, and I went after a year. But before that, I want you to know, I went to Riga, Latvia, the former Soviet Union. We planted a church there in Riga, Latvia. So I've been to Moscow. And so anyway, so what happened was, I went there to the U.S. Tapos pagdating ko, sila naman, ayan na naman to. Tawag namin si Humpy Dumpy. Okay, kasi vocals na. Sabi ko, Lord, ba't naman ganito? Kala mo gusto mo pumunta sa States. Pagdating ko doon, kuha niya. So, you're a Victory team leader. Okay, so when he opened my passport, here's what he said. Sir, you've been to Riga, Latvia? How was it there? He asked me. He said, yeah, guess what? It's my first time to experience snow, and not in the U.S., but in Riga, Latvia. Sabi niya sa akin, sir, you can get your visa tomorrow. Grabe. Guess what? I believe God's will for me to go to the States. But for some reason, I was rejected thrice. But there's a perfect timing into God's will. Not because you were put down, rejected. You were discouraged. You didn't get what you received. You didn't get what you expect. That doesn't mean it's over for you. No, it's not. Question is, would you persevere? Hebrews chapter 10, verse 36 says, you need to persevere so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what? What He has promised. How many of us here have received the promise from God personally? Lift up your hands. Right now, I want you to go over your notes, your planner before. There are promises the Lord has given you. And I want you to go back again and review and study that. And persevere and says, God, I stand with your word. I'm going to persevere, pursue, and put you first in my life. That I know, Lord God, you're going to give me what I don't even deserve. But the will of God to happen in my life. Can you say amen to that? Amen. Folks, the will of God sometimes you can't understand. Because God's ways are higher than us. But how many of you here know? How many of you would say, dapat matagal ka nang wala rito? Tagal mo na dapat nag-give up. Dapat nung palang, alam mo na, hindi ka dapat nandito ngayon. But somebody prayed for you. Somebody believed in you. Somebody was there to meet you and inspire you and encourage you. You know why? Because here's why. Philippians chapter 2 verse 13 says, for it is God who works in you to will and to act according to His good purpose. Sometimes you might think, Lord, I'm just alone. It's hard. Yes, it is hard. But I just want you to know, whatever God has started, He's faithful to complete that. He is so true in His word that He is so committed that you will not let this life go without God fulfilling the destiny in your own life. Again, the Bible says, it is God who works in you to will and to act according to His good purpose. Can you say amen to that? Amen. Lastly, I want to encourage you, part of God's will is really being you being part of victory groups. And we've been, it's just like a we've been calling you, we've been encouraging you, asking you to be part of victory groups. Then you know that deep within you, you need to be part. And sometimes you know what? That's the grace of God. But it's still, God still works to act and to will according to His good purpose. I want to say this. I'll never be here today apart from the men who discipled me. Apart from those men who invested their lives and gave their lives correcting me, rebuking me, discipling me, get into my face and says, don't do stupid things. We're all in this together. Can you say amen? I want to leave you with this. George Truett once says, to know the will of God is the greatest knowledge. To find the will of God is the greatest discovery. And to do the will of God is the greatest achievement. God wants us to know His will. God wants us to respond and obey His will. It is possible to be with God and to know His will in our lives. Can you say amen? Can we just bow our heads right now? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, thank you for this moment as we end, knowing the will of God. Lord, thank you that you are God who is a personal God. And you have a plan, purpose, destiny, and the will of God for everyone who's here today. And maybe, Lord God, they have a hard time obeying the will of God. Maybe they have a struggle. Lord God, maybe they have a hard time persevering. Sometimes, Lord, they stumbled and it's hard for them to get back on track. Lord, I thank you that your grace is sufficient. Because your word says that it is you who will to act according to your good purpose in our own lives. While every heads are bowed down and eyes closed, and maybe you are that person that you need to obey and give everything you've got. Not just because God wants you, but because you've encountered Him. I want you to understand, we cannot do it this alone. But it's God who will to act according to His good purpose in our lives. If you need some prayer of knowing and pursuing God and perseverance in doing God's will, would you lift up your hands? I want to pray for you right now. I believe the Lord is here and the Lord wants to strengthen you. Just lift up your hand and say, that's me. I want to obey God's will. I want to know God's will in a greater way. I want to encounter with God like never before. Just lift up your hands. Maybe you're going through tough times. You just hit a wall as if you've never recovered. And you want the fire of God to come again deep within you. Would you lift up your hands? I want to pray for you across this place. Thank you, Lord. Father, you know the condition of every hands lifted upon to you, Lord. Father, you know their situation. And sometimes, Lord God, Lord God, we end up being a failure because of our flesh. But Lord God, thanks be to God, because of what Christ has done, we'll be able to get back on track. We'll be able to know and obey your will in our lives. Father, I'm asking you right now, with the help of your Holy Spirit, that every hand's lifted up, Lord God, we'll be able to get back on track with a different kind of heart, Lord. Just like Jesus is so passionate when he said, my food is to do the will of him. Lord, give us the kind of passion that Jesus have. Right now and right here, in the name of Jesus, I ask you, Holy Spirit, to stir up right now the giftings in us, that we may be able to obey your will no matter what. Help us, Lord God, to recover, to persevere, Lord God, in this life. I just pray, Lord God, for breakthrough, Lord. Even right now, I declare your grace, your wisdom, your peace upon the lives of your people. Lord, I pray that they will encounter you in a greater way. Let your will be done. Let your kingdom come.